Welcome to Good Morning Keys on Keys Talk 96.9, 102.5.
Now time to get to a familiar voice and familiar name, Stephen Klitzner, FloridaTaxSolvers.com, Law Office of Stephen Klitzner. And by the way, local phone number for appointments, consultations, 305-682-1118. So good morning to you. We just heard your commercial a little while ago, had a lot of very informational points to it. But bottom line, don't lose sleep over IRS tax problems. You need competent help and representation when facing the IRS.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. You really do, because as I always say, the IRS won't tell you your rights. They just want to collect the money. You need to exercise your rights so that you get a fair deal.
They won't tell you exactly that they are there to collect as much money as possible. But you and your office and your team know the IRS. You know the agents who they're dealing with, and you know the playbook as well. So really, that is a significant advantage that the taxpayer just does not have.
Well, that's true. And you know, there's a document, a long document. It's a manual, and it's called the Internal Revenue Manual. And this is the IRS playbook. This is something you need to know so you know what the IRS can and can't do. And they'll deviate from that playbook. They don't always follow it, and it's my job to hold their feet to the fire.
Well, we've talked about your qualifications in the past, but you're also admitted to the United States Supreme Court. Now, that sounds very, very impressive, and you actually have a particular instance that you were going to tell us about.
Right. You know, when I was a young lawyer, I wanted to put as much on the wall as I can, so I became a member of the United States Tax Court, where I do practice a lot in Southern District of Florida, Federal District Court. These were very nice things, but nothing was nicer than having a document saying that I was admitted to the United States Supreme Court. So when I was a lawyer for 5 years, I had my boss sponsor me, and I got my little certificate that I proudly hung on the wall saying that I can actually practice at the United States Supreme Court. So a couple of years ago, when I was on the Internal Revenue Service Advisory Council, and I met with the IRS in Washington, D.C. several times a year, I went over to the Supreme Court the day before our first meeting started because I wanted to go take the tour. I'm a member. Let me go through here. So I get there. It was a little late in the afternoon. And as I get there, the door is closing to the Supreme Court room. And the gentleman in front of it was standing there. He had just closed the door. And I walked up and I said, I'd like to go for the tour. And he said, well, everyone just got in. That's the last tour of the day. I'm sorry you have to come back tomorrow, which I couldn't do. And I said, but they just walked in. I can just walk in right behind them. He said, no, once they're in, nobody else can go in. I said, but I see them. They're right beyond the door. I'll be very quiet. I'll open up the door very quietly. I'll walk in. No one will even know I'm there. He goes, can't go in. That's it. Once the door is closed, it's closed. I said, is there anybody I can talk to? He says, I am the final word. I'm sorry you can't go in. And I was very upset with that. But then I realized something. After all these years of being admitted to the Supreme Court, I finally had a chance to argue my case at the United States Supreme Court. Now, I lost. He didn't let me in. But how many lawyers can say they were able to argue at the Supreme Court? Not that many.
Well, and had you persisted, you may have had to represent yourself in criminal court as well, luckily.
Well, that's true. I've never been in the Washington, D.C. criminal court. You know, had I thought about that, maybe I would have taken that leap. But that was my one chance. Very few cases, of course, ever go to the U.S. Supreme Court or get argued there. But I had my chance and just couldn't make a good enough argument. If he would have allowed me to give him a written argument, maybe I would have had a chance. But he said, get out.
Well, that is noteworthy. You were at the Supreme Court, though, and you argued your case successfully, unfortunately. But many other cases you have argued very successfully and argued the, in defense of a number of taxpayers. Over the years, we are speaking with Stephen Klitzner, PA. He's a tax attorney, FloridaTaxSolvers.com, online, 305-682-1118. Well, in addition to being admitted to the United States Supreme Court, Stephen, also you're a charter member, make that American Society of Tax Problem Solvers, member of Continuing Professional Education Committee, recipient of the organization's Top Practitioner Award, something that I'm sure they don't give out easily. You talked about having things on your wall as a young attorney. You must have many certificates and commendations on your wall these days.
Well, no, now I've got pictures of I didn't have a family then. Now I have all my family on the wall, although there's a couple of grandchildren who aren't on there. They weren't born yet when we finished the wall, and I can't bring them by the office. I don't want them to see that I left them out.
Good point. So let's kind of go back in time just a little bit. We've talked a lot about when a taxpayer or someone who should be a taxpayer, and maybe they're not doing it as they should, they get a letter from the IRS, and that kind of starts what really won't stop until, you know, you do take some action as a taxpayer. So don't ignore those letters. That's one of the first mantras that you often talk about.
Right, because a lot of those letters give you rights that expire after a certain period of time, sometimes 30 days, sometimes 90 days. And once they expire, my job becomes a lot more difficult. We no longer have an absolute right to stop the IRS. We have to kind of play defense. And you never want to play defense with the IRS. You want to be able to have the leverage so that they can't do anything until you've had a chance to make your argument. And yeah, you're right. I do pretty well for my clients, much better than I do for me when it comes to arguing their cases.
Yeah, well, that's okay. You certainly do fight for your clients. You stick up for their rights. You inform them. And a lot of taxpayers really aren't informed about what their rights are. And as you said from the start here, the IRS isn't going to really tell you that either. Again, it's Stephen Klitzner, tax attorney, law office of Stephen Klitzner, also known as Florida Tax Solvers at FloridaTaxSolvers.com, 305-682-1118. So some taxpayers may seem, Stephen, they may think, rather, that they don't have enough money to pay the IRS. So they may be hesitant to call you as well, thinking that if they don't have the money for the IRS, how are they going to get representation and pay for you as well? How do you address that?
Well, I always charge a flat fee, and I work with my clients with paying me. I can't always wait for them to pay me in full, because by that time, they may be homeless by the time the IRS gets done with them. So I get started right away, and we work out something. Because when someone says, well, there's not much they can do, I don't have anything, that doesn't mean the IRS won't grab whatever it is in your bank account, whatever your wages are, and they could do that. Even though you don't think you have anything to pay them, you probably don't. There's a good chance you don't. But unless we show the IRS what you do and don't have, if they're ignored, they'll just start taking things, and then they'll deal with it from there. A lot of times, the IRS is sick and tired of contacting the person, calling them, writing them a letter, and they feel, okay, I got to get their attention. Let me just start taking things. And that's what we, of course, have to avoid all the time.
Yeah. And is it a 10-year look back? I think you've mentioned it before, but they can only go back 10 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There are certain things that extend the 10-year period of time. One of the first things I do, especially when I see older years are owed, is figure out when does that statute of limitations run. Every year, my clients save millions of dollars with the statute of limitations, where they're under the radar, or the IRS, we get the IRS just to give up on them because there's nothing to get, and ultimately the 10 years runs and we pop the champagne, because that truly gives someone a new lease on life when that 10 years is over. And you know, when they're on the radar and the 10 years are coming up, now it's really a fight against time, because the IRS is trying to protect themselves and get as much as they can before their time limits up.
Stephen Klitzner is a tax attorney, the law office of Stephen Klitzner, 305-682-1118, practicing in the Florida Keys and South Florida directly. and locally as well, protecting your rights before the IRS. And also, you can protect your rights by contacting Stephen if you're called up to the Supreme Court.
If you have a case in front of the U.S. Supreme Court, I guarantee I'll refer you to a lawyer that can help you.
Well, everybody has their specialty. You've been there.
That's
anyway.
Right.
You can certainly say that. So corporate taxes, payroll taxes, we have a lot of business owners listening to us right now. But corporate taxes are certainly a big deal when it comes to payroll taxes, unpaid payroll taxes, et cetera. What is the personal liability of the business owner when it comes to corporate tax liability?
Well, even if you have, if you owe payroll taxes, even if you're a corporation, you're going to be responsible for the portion of the payroll taxes that you withheld from the employees for Social Security, Medicare, and withholding. The IRS looks at it and says, wait a minute, you gave your employee all their money, and then you held some in trust for us that you withheld from them. Give us our money. Now, most of the time, the business doesn't have the money. That's why they didn't pay it. But the IRS looks at it as you stole our money. We want that from you personally. So if you owe $100,000 in payroll taxes, $60,000-$65,000 of that amount, part of the whole, will be or could be your personal responsibility. The big trick with payroll taxes is we've got to get it, just like any other tax, we have to get it under control going forward, and then we can deal with the past. It's much easier to deal with the past once the IRS knows that from here on out, you're going to be compliant, file on time, pay on time. So that's the big secret. There's many businesses we have where the IRS is going after them. They're levying the business. They're levying their receivables. And once we get involved and get them current, the IRS will put the past not collectible because they can't pay it. Just be good going forward.
So a corporation, LLC, et cetera, doesn't necessarily shield the individual business owner, then?
No, not for the trust fund taxes, the money withheld from the employee. The business owes it all. The owner owes about 60-65% of it. Most businesses are S corporations, so they don't owe any income tax. Some are C corporations, which may owe. But on an S corporation, whatever the business profits goes directly to the owner's tax return, and he or she owes taxes on that.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Stephen Klitzner, the tax attorney, law office of Stephen Klitzner at 305-682-1118. Lots of resources available to you online at FloridaTaxSolvers.com. But it all begins with taking control of your situation and calling Stephen Klitzner, 305-682-1118. Inaction is certainly not a good plan to go by, and we've talked about that many times. So we are in the political season here, Stephen. We could have a change in administration or not. There's always talk about taxes and changes that may come if there's a change in federal administration. Do you foresee any changes coming up with people's taxes, tax rates, tax liabilities, et cetera, if there is a change at the federal level? Because, again, we keep hearing about all the additional IRS tax agents. Are people possibly waiting to see if there's going to be a change before they address their own tax problems?
Yeah, I really don't know that whatever happens in Washington in the fall is going to matter, especially short term. You know, if you're a politician, if you're running for office, you always want to say the things people want to hear. And the best thing to say is, we're getting rid of the IRS. Don't worry about it. And the reality is the IRS is the only agency that collects money for the government. They can't get rid of it, nor will they. And they're not going to give everybody immunity who owes the IRS money. So they're still going no. The only question is what direction the IRS is going to take over the next few years. They do have additional resources. They do have additional money. They have hired new people throughout, including collectors and auditors. But I don't really see that changing. You know, they say they're going to go after the highest earners, but their idea of high earners may not be what the average person, an average person may think, well, I'm not a high earner, and in fact, under the IRS, they really are.
Interesting. Well, bottom line is there's a lot of unanswered questions, and there's a lot of aspects of the IRS that the individual taxpayer just doesn't understand. You need competent representation to inform you of your rights and to protect those rights. FloridaTaxSolvers.com is where you go. Stephen Klitzner, tax attorney in Florida, 305-682-1118. Free consultation is where it all starts. So, Stephen, we've covered a number of good topics again this morning, and thank you also for at least fessing up as to how you did fare at the U.S. Supreme Court. I'm sure if you were given the opportunity, though, you probably would have prevailed.
I appreciate your confidence. I should have brought you with me. I could have used a witness.
Well, next, if it ever happens again, you let me know. We'll get on
a call.
Right. We'll go there. So,
all right. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you very much for being here, Stephen. We'll talk soon.
Take care. Okay.